Duke and Dow with you live in studio now as we continue with First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday. Joining us now over the phone, Star Valley High School junior from Alpine, Bridget Scafidi, calling us from the Idaho District 8 Finals Rodeo, hoping to qualify for the Idaho Finals, State Finals. Bridget, good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing great, Bridget. Thank you very much for joining us this morning. Talk to us about competing in high school rodeo, because it's a little different than, say, some of the other sports, but how did you get into rodeo to begin with, and then can maybe kind of comment on what it's like to compete at the high school level?
I mean, as simple as it is just so much fun. I started before I was even walking. I was on horses before I was walking, and it was great. Thanks to, like, my family, my friends, my parents, it's just always been such a big part of my life, and my love for horses has always been there. So it's been super fun. Yeah.
It really is a culture, isn't it? It really is a culture, and it gets in your blood. This is something we've talked about a couple times on the air, but, of course, you guys compete in the Idaho side of the circuit. Maybe explain how it all works for those not familiar with the rodeo schedule. And I mean, it's a year round sport. It's a fall and spring season kind of combined, right?
Yeah. So the reason most of us from either Star Valley, Afton, Cokeville, the reason most of us end up going to the Idaho side is because there's only one club, I guess you could say, in Wyoming, and it involves traveling to Cheyenne, Cody, Rock Springs. So those end up being more like 7 to 8 hour trips instead of like an hour and a half. So that's the reason most of us end up just coming over to the Idaho side, and it's nice that they let us.
I was going to say, you have a lot of different options in that, yeah, that 2-3 hour range for competition. Where are you today for the finals?
So we are in Grace, Idaho at the Caribou County Fairgrounds. So I'm in Alpine, so about an hour and a half or so. So not too bad of a trip.
Well, perfect. Well, Bridget, you had a great weekend at the home rodeos last weekend. You placed first both Friday and Saturday in the barrel racing event, and you went into this weekend third, if I'm not mistaken, overall in the barrel racing, and the top six qualify for state. So pretty good spot heading into this weekend. How did things go yesterday, and what are you hoping to see today and tomorrow?
Yesterday went okay. I mean, it wasn't, I think the nerves got to me, and I probably pushed him onto my horse a little bit. We ended up eighth yesterday, got some points, so we're still sitting third right now. Today, hoping to do a little bit better, really watched my runs last night, looked over it with my mom, figured out all the things I kind of messed up or whatever, and worked on her last night, just kept watching them this morning and hoping we can fix it and pull a first today.
Tell us more about the relate. You mentioned your horse and kind of imposing your nerves on your horse a little. Talk to us about the relationship between you and the horse when you go on a barrel run and kind of the connection that you try and have.
I mean, my horse absolutely loves it. I mean, don't get me wrong, I love the sport, but she gets out there and I can just tell she just eats up that arena and she loves it. I mean, when we're just out there practicing in the warm-up arena and when we hear our name on deck, I feel her just tense up and she gets ready to go, and I almost have to hold her back from getting into the arena because she gets so excited. So she's ready to go and I'm ready to go, and she keeps me focused, she keeps me calm. So I only bought her about a month or so ago. I was on my other horse, so her and I, we've been trying to bond, and it's gone way faster than I thought it would, so I'm pretty thankful for that.
You know, a phrase you hear all the time is, if you know, you know. What's something that barrel racers and rodeoers know that maybe the casual person does not? What's something that's common in your mind and you kind of look at each other and go, yeah, we know, but maybe the person who shows up to watch doesn't necessarily know?
I think it's just like us. We really know. I think when people come to a rodeo, it's like, oh, okay, look, they're on their horse, they're out in the arena, but I think there's so much more behind it. I mean, it's the amount of grit that you have to put into it, the amount of hours you spend traveling, the hours you spend up warming up and just really working on your horse, and not even just yourself, but I mean, you're keeping your horses in shape. It's definitely, it gets to be a lot, but I also know we all love it or we wouldn't be doing it, and it's something we would never change, so.
Bridget, of course, it's such an individual sport. You're competing against other riders and rodeo athletes in an individual event. Is there much of a team aspect, though, in high school rodeo? Obviously, you're part of the Wyoming crew with Star Valley and Cokeville. You have teams in Montpelier, have teams like you mentioned in Grace. And speak to that. Is there much of a team aspect in high school rodeo, or is it all individualized?
So there's definitely, I mean, there's team events, but I would say, like, just the whole team aspect in general, like, everybody is there to help. Like, I almost had a scary accident on my breakaway horse the other day, and dads were running over, kids were running over. Like, just the amount of truly, like, love with everyone within the district is amazing, and, like, all our leaders are just incredible, and they just jump above and beyond for all of us. So it's like, there truly couldn't be a better kind of team aspect in this district. Everybody's just so kind, so willing. Like, after every run, good job, you did great. So I truly can't speak highly enough about everybody in the district.
You talk about doing multiple events and things like that. Tell us about kind of your schedule to try and put in time with you and your horse in the arena and finding time to do those things.
Yeah, I mean, so right now I'm doing online school. So I go through an academy and I head to Arizona for 6 months out of the year. So I'm working over there, keeping my horses fit. And then when I come back too, it's just, you know, you do school in the morning, you go ride your horses, you work on them. And that's kind of about how my life goes. It's school, rodeo, and sleep, I guess, if there ever is time.
Bridget, how many barrel runs would you guess you do on an average week during the competition season, whether it be for practice or in competition itself? How many runs do you think you do on average?
So during high school rodeo and stuff, we have, it's our Friday, Saturday, and because my horse is working so hard on those weekends, I try and just keep her tuned up throughout the week. So during high school rodeo, I would say I only do the 2 runs a week, but more once rodeo's over and the summer hits, I try to do 2 to 3, and Arizona, it's about the same. So, yeah.
You're a junior, and so obviously you have another season after you finish what's going on this weekend and things like that. Kind of take us through the next 12 months. What are some of your goals that you'd like to accomplish? And then what do you see, how do you see this part of your life being part of your future after high school?
Yeah, I mean, I'm really working on just getting to state right now because after high school, I'm planning on going to college rodeo. So I'm planning on going there and just getting to keep rodeoing. And hopefully after that, after some school and everything, PRCA rodeo, WPRA. And then, just kind of keeping it going and enjoying it, traveling around, all that fun stuff.
So assuming that you stay top six, you're able to make it to the state finals, how does that work when you're trying to then qualify for nationals? We've had some Star Valley athletes recently qualify for the national finals in high school. So what would that have to look like for you and your teammates to get to the national scene?
Yeah, so for barrels right now, which it looks like hopefully I'll be going in, so the way with that's fully individual. So depending on where I'm sitting, I'll come in with that amount of points. So if I'm sitting third, I'll come in with like 8 points, I believe. So once we go there, our draws kind of come out. So I could be going like a Monday night and then a Wednesday morning and then a Saturday morning or anything like that. And kind of just depending on where I'm placing, top 10, it goes from 10 all the way down in points. And just top 4 overall out of the whole entire state in each event go to nationals. So it definitely gets tough, and the girls here keep me on my feet, and same with all the other districts in Idaho. So it's tough competition for sure.
Bridget Scafidi and Idaho District 8 Rodeo. She's a barrel racer from Alpine, currently sitting third in barrel racing and hoping to get to the state finals in a couple of weeks. Bridget, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it and wish you the very best of luck today and tomorrow.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
It's all part of First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday on the SVI Radio Network.